This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope your day is starting well, and the best way to start your day every day is by spending some time with the Lord, with God. And, you know, God speaks to us in the Bible, and the best way to spend time with Him and begin a conversation with Him that can last throughout your day is to open up your Bible first thing in the morning and just read a little bit with a heart that's open and saying, God, what do you have to say to me? Not just what do the words on the page mean, but how do you want to speak to me through your word, the Bible? Because God has given us the Bible as His self-revelation, His expression of His heart. And not only that, but His Holy Spirit is actively involved in taking the static words on the page, the words that He inspired long ago, and bringing spiritual truth to you personally for your own life. And so I encourage you each day to have a little time on your own in God's Word, the Bible. And that's what we do each day together at this time. And this week I want to focus in on living your life on purpose. On purpose. I want to share some scriptures and some ideas from Lynn Jacobs that I've come across, and I think they'll be a blessing to you. Living life on purpose. I want to read just a little bit from Hebrews chapter 12 today. Hebrews chapter 11 lists all these great people who have trusted God in their lives throughout the Bible and how God worked in their lives. And now they've died and passed on, but still their lives bear witness to us about the faithfulness of God. They're witnessing to us about how worth it is to trust God in life. And the writer of Hebrews says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also, like them that is, lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross. And he goes on. But I want to just focus in on that little phrase where he talks about the race that is set before us. And each one of those people in the preceding chapter had a race that God set before them, what God called them to do. And the writer of Hebrews says, so in the same way, we need to say, God, what have you set before us? What is it that you want to do through me? And so much of that is simply looking at your life and saying, how has God used me in the lives of people around me? What does God bless through me? And then focus your life on that. Don't try and do everything. There's so many good things that could be done. You're involved in a church. There's so many positions that need to be filled, even just in your relationships with people around you. So many needs, so many opportunities. But to make your life really count, focus in on the race that is set before you. What are the dreams? What are the visions God has put in your heart for ministry into the lives of other people? Is it on the practical level? Is it on the spiritual level? Is it in the area of leading people to know Jesus Christ like you have? Focus on the race that has been set before you. And then set some goals in line with that purpose. What might God accomplish through me in this area? Think and pray about it. I think you'll find that there is some clear direction you can take in life in line with the race God has put in front of you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.